Good morning, it's Jacqueline Beyond Leadership. I once had the pleasure of managing a small team of people in a small IT company. And all the people were very different. All the people had different, unique ways of being, unique ways of working, different needs and desires, different reasons for being there. And they were very eclectic. So the people I hired had various backgrounds, some no experience at all, various education experiences, some very little education at all, and various personalities. All these people in this team were very loyal to me. They did the work with blood, sweat and tears sometimes, despite very difficult circumstances, despite disputes over pay, despite structures put in place that made it difficult for us to work. All of them worked hard, worked long and were very happy. One of those people told me that I was an inspired manager. I was somebody who developed those people and nurtured them and made that thing happen. But I never really understood why all these people did this work, and I knew that they would do whatever I wanted them to do. Today I watched a TED talk by Simon Sinek on leadership. And he talks about why people buy, why they buy what you, why you do it and not what you do. Why people buy Apple, why people bought into the Wright brothers, why people bought into Martin Luther King. And one of the things he said is the goal is not to hire people who need a job, but to hire people who believe what you believe. I didn't know I was doing that at the time with this small IT company, but I realise now I had an aha moment that that's exactly what I was doing. And that's why the people did that. They didn't do it for me. They did it for themselves. Leaders inspire us for ourselves because they speak to what we believe, what they believe is what we believe, what they want is what we want because we want it for ourselves.